This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map. It's an international digital map of listeners around from around the world. You go to map.freetalklive.com, you'll see over 1,000 of our listeners have taken the time to plot themselves on the map. It's simple. You punch in your location and your name and photo of yourself if you like, and you're up on the map at map.freetalklive.com. It's totally free, of course. Let's go to the phones. This is the show about your calls. Coming up, we're going to talk about the cigarette ban in Calabasas, California. It is the most comprehensive cigarette ban in America. Not so good for your freedoms. We'll talk about that. Plus, the DEA is out of control. Let's go to Carter in New Orleans. Carter, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. What's on your mind?
Hello, gentlemen. My name's Carter. We were talking about gun rights not long back. And,
yes, sir.
We don't have rights any longer, and here's why.
Okay.
We have exchanged them for benefits and privileges.
Wait, when did I do that exchange? Because I don't remember signing any agreements, Carter.
You have a Social Security number.
I did, but I didn't sign an agreement to get that Social Security number.
Yeah,
my parents
did. Right. Well, what happened is you are held responsible for terms and conditions of a contract that was never given to you. You don't know those.
This is the social contract, right?
Pardon me?
This is the much-talked-about social contract?
No, this is basically, when you're born, you're a natural citizen. Now, they just started to issue Social Security numbers mandatory to children. But before you, and they say that, you know, you need to get your Social Security number signed up for the draft, selected services, you know, by the time you're 18 or you're in violation of federal law.
Mm-hmm.
However, what they don't tell you is that unless you sign, you're not even subject to federal law.
Unless I sign what? The draft card?
I think you're going to have one heck of a time getting out of obeying federal laws based on solely on the fact that you don't have a Social Security card.
Before you sign that, you are considered a natural citizen, and only natural citizens have access to their rights. And when you sign into that,
so I can counterfeit U.S. Federal Reserve notes and spend them if I don't have a Social Security number.
I'm not agreeing with that, but what the point is that not to keep things too fuzzy. I apologize. What this basically boils down to is you exchange your right, unbeknownst to you, for the exchange of benefits and privileges.
But
when you become a congressional citizen.
But wait, Carter, at what point does that happen? I mean, is it when you sign your draft card?
The 14th Amendment, the one that they made for the persecuted, recently freed men, the slaves.
Right.
The federal government felt that they had to protect these people because they were being persecuted when they went off into the land.
Mm-hmm.
What that did was it created a new person, and a person is a business entity or an individual. And
it created the U.S. citizen, didn't it? The 14th Amendment?
Yes. The U.S.
Right.
citizen, which is a small lowercase citizen, you are now your property of your federal government corporation.
But, okay, Carter, help me out because I'm still confused on something. At what point did you say when I signed what? Did I become a citizen? At what point did I trade away my rights?
When you sign any contract with your federal government.
So a contract would be considered the IRS tax forms, that sort of
any
thing?
Any of that.
But how could that be if it doesn't actually say in the contract you're signing away your rights? How could it possibly
sign? In the Uniform Commercial Code, and everybody's got access to the Uniform Commercial Code, it says in 1-207, UCC 1-207, that you are not held subject to a contract if you are not of majority of age, if you are not sane in your mind, and if you don't have full disclosure of the terms and conditions.
Well, we didn't have full disclosure, did we?
Well, no, you didn't, and that's the only way you can back out of your citizenship. And that's what you hear when you hear people talk about, you know, renouncing their U.S. citizenship. It's for issues that they become aware of. It sounds really radical, but the thing is you're not. It's not your government. And it's not even your country. It's the corporation of the U.S.
Yeah, really, I don't understand. I don't see why anybody would want to be a U.S. citizen because, as I understand it, the Supreme Court has come back with ruling after ruling that says the government has no obligation whatsoever to protect you, the police have no obligation to protect you, and the definition of a citizen is someone that trades some of his freedoms over to the government in order for protection. They trade their allegiance for protection. But if the government is not obligated to give protection, therefore there can't possibly be a citizen. Can there?
That's a good point. In 1917, they came out with the Emergency Federal War Powers Act, which the country actually still is under. That what that does is it turns the presidency into a dictatorial tyrant. But all of the congressmen and all of the senators and the president, the whole shebang, they all basically maintain the illusion that we have access to our original Bill of Rights.
Now, wait a minute. Now we're getting into sort of a conspiratorial area here. Now, are you telling me...
Hold on, Carter.
But it's all backed up with law.
All right, Carter, hold on a second. I want to understand.
So you're telling me that every congressperson that gets elected is aware of this 1917 War Powers Act? I find it hard to believe that those idiots in Washington, D.C. could possibly be aware that this is actually going on.
They may or may not be, but they do still maintain the illusion that we have a working government, but we've got a locked-in two-party system, which is actually really just a one-party money system.
Yeah, the one party is the big government party, and the Republicans and the Democrats work together hand-in-hand to keep anybody else out of the system. No doubt about it. Carter, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We've done this show for years now, man, and we've had some interesting theories come on the air
sure.
over the years, and I've never taken the time to dig into them. I always just take people's word for it, right? Because, I mean, somebody's done the research. They've looked into the War Powers Act. Somebody else has called in and said, actually the country didn't become a country anymore. It stopped becoming a country after the Civil War. I mean, there's different points throughout history. There's something else that happened in the 30s that totally destroyed our sovereignty in America. Well, whatever. I mean, whichever story is true doesn't really seem to matter. What we do have...
What's true and can't be denied is it's a government by the people because we're the people. And if we say we're going to stop being governed by this particular form of government, we can change it all in an instant.
Sure we could.
So what's true is it's a government by the people. And we have to make it actually that actually so, rather than being a bunch of sheep.
Well, we are also sleeping.
Yes, sleeping sheeping.
Yeah, sleepy sheep. Because America is so busy working to pay taxes so they can put food on the table for their family, they don't really realize what's going on. They don't realize that we're losing our liberties day after day here in America, and eventually it's going to come home. I mean, eventually it's going to hit home once they finally lose a liberty that's important to them. Now, you may be going about your life today, and there you might feel like you're a free person. And maybe you are relatively free. And we're certainly relatively free compared to some other people in the world. However, in this country, there are some people who have lost some really key freedoms. And we talked about gun rights earlier. We talked about how the U.S. government and state governments are infringing upon gun owners. Also, the freedoms to put whatever you want in your own body, those freedoms have been out the window for a long time. So it doesn't matter if you have lost if you haven't lost your freedoms yet. The fact is, there are Americans all around the country who have lost theirs. And if you can't stand up and fight for them, you're going to be losing yours eventually, and nobody's going to be left to fight for you.
You know, I was talking to my wife, and it was about something where we've lost freedom. We don't have freedom in this particular area.
Which one?
I want to build a detached garage mm-hmm. with a furnished room over it in the back of my house. But it is so difficult to get through this licensing and code zoning thing. I don't think we're ever going to do it. I mean,
let's talk more about it. Coming up, 800-259-9231, your freedoms, you're losing them, and if you don't stand up and fight for them, they're going to come after you soon. And they're going after cigarette smokers in California. We'll give you the details there as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1%, in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system with over 90,000 posts for you to surf around through, 1,200 people or more interacting there. Lots of conversations about serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find them all on the bulletin board system, and it's free. bbs.freetalklive.com takes you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And we're both members of the Free State Project, and one of the reasons why a lot of people, some people want to go to the Free State is because they feel like they're being oppressed. They feel like they're not so free anymore in this so-called free country. And Manwich, you were starting to give us a little story about how you're looking to put some improvements onto your house. And What is this process like exactly? Because I've never gone through it. I made a change out front of my house. I put in a culvert
mm-hmm.
and filled in some land on top of it out front of my house. And that wasn't too difficult. I had to go sit around a bureaucracy and fill out a form and pay them $200. And the only reason I did that is because there'd be no way I could have gotten away with the job without them knowing. So if I can conceal a job, I will. But in this case, you're adding a room to the house, right? So it's something where you have to go and...
This is that I'm actually putting a structure up.
Right.
But the structure comes from, from my place. They're building it. They're going to bring it on a truck.
Oh, really?
And they're going to drop it on the ground. All I'm proposing to do is slap some drywall on and, hook up the electricity to it and... some plumbing.
Well, you're not a licensed plumber. You're not a licensed electrician. What's this process
like? That's really the problem.
Really?
I have to... It's really the problem. I can hook up electrical to something. It's just copper wire, you know? It doesn't shock anyone until you turn it on. It's not that big of a deal to hook electrical up in, a small little furnished room over the garage and a couple of outlets inside of a garage. It's no big deal. But... I have to submit three copies of each electrical survey with the plan drawn out and the whole thing. Who's going to draw up these plans? I'm just going to put wires in. What are you talking about drawing up plans?
So who do you have to go to? Do you have to go to some sort of company that does that sort of
sure.
thing?
Sure. I would imagine.
Company?
Yeah, basically that it's a guarantee that the electrical contractor gets the work.
I see.
And same with the plumbing. Are you telling me I couldn't put plumbing into a place like this on my own? I most certainly can do it, but I have to draw up, three copies of the plumbing plan and, submit it with such and such. And
it's your property. Why can't, if indeed it is so risky to do these jobs on your own, why can't you be free to take that risk?
Right. What if I confuse the plumbing and the electricity and I shock myself when I'm on the potty? It's me! I did it!
Sounds pretty hard to do. I don't think you can electrify porcelain.
I don't think you can either, but I can't imagine what the whole idea is. I mean, what are they protecting
us
from?
Well, the idea is, you pointed it out, the idea is to guarantee business to the licensed businesses who are asking for protection, the licensed contractors that expect to be able to do this sort of work. I mean, if every homeowner could just do their own installs, then how would these people make money? Don't they deserve to make money? Don't they deserve to have this work?
They don't deserve crap. It's my house. Don't I deserve to be able to do something on it?
1-800-259-9231. Do you think Manwich should be free to make his own changes on his house?
Here's the real problem, though, is what they've done is they put in place all these regulations that cut out the manufacturer of the garage. I'm not going to buy this garage because I can't do all. I'm not going to pay tens of thousands of dollars to have the furnished room put together in it. And if I don't have the furnished room, it's not worth me doing.
So it's basically you're telling me that all
$30,000 worth of garage that I was going to buy, they cut that out of the picture because of their regulations.
So wait, at this point you've decided it's too burdensome. You're not going to go through.
I haven't 100% decided. I'm not sure.
It's irritating you though, and you're on the.
I'm on the verge. I'm on the cusp of it. And the fact is, if I'm on the cusp of it, that means people who have been in my position before, some have fallen one way, some have fallen the other.
How many countless other people have just decided to not go with that upgrade because
right.
it was too burdensome, because the government put so many hoops up, so many hurdles in front of them?
What's the point of this? What is the point?
Money for the government, money for the licensing board, and money for those licensed businesses. It's a scam. It's a racket. And it's amazing to me that people deal with it. And that's one of the reasons why we're going to the Free State, so we can get rid of zoning laws, so we can get rid of these onerous, oppressive regulations that just destroy your freedoms. So that's what we were talking about before, is that it's just a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit of a destruction of a freedom over here. Maybe it won't affect you. Maybe this destruction won't affect you. But eventually it comes around, man. Eventually one of these rules, one of these regulations that they put on is going to affect you. And then you're going to wonder, well, what happened to my freedom? Well, what happened to everybody else's freedoms? They've been under attack for years. It's time we finally did something about it. In fact, Calabasas, California is the latest place where freedom is under attack. We'll tell you more about their smoking ban, which has gone into effect as of today. It's not just any old smoking ban. It's the most restrictive smoking ban in America. But first, let's go to the phones. It is the show about your calls. Ron in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Good evening.
Good evening, Ron.
I'm not so sure. I thought you could get these permits. I thought you could get these permits yourself. All they require you to do is to validate that you know what you're doing. I mean, there's codes down for plumbing and for electrical, and they may work fine while you're living in the home, but you sell the home and move out. The next poor soul comes along, and he's trying to figure out your wiring mess.
Have you ever, I've had to deal with that with homeowners, and what do? You fix it.
Well, there's a code.
What's that?
That's why there's a code, so that everybody is uniform. So you don't have to be a union electrician to get the permit to do the work. You just have to validate to the licensing board that you know what you're doing.
But, I mean, don't you think that on my property, I should be able to decide whether or not I want to put my stuff up to code? I mean, if I want something new and it's not put up to code...
I understand your point, but what happens if you sell your home and buy another home that the same guy thought...
Here's what would happen. What about the property inspector? I mean, why doesn't anyone ever hold this guy accountable? The fact is, these property inspectors, you pay several hundred dollars for them to inspect your property. They come in, they turn on a couple of ovens, they poke around a little bit, and then if something goes wrong... You can't do anything about it. Well, here's what I want, is I want them to stop all this code stuff, and I want to be able to hold a property inspector responsible.
Well, he doesn't. It's not him to fix it. He just lets you know what's wrong.
Well, and
no, they don't.
Well, now, hold on a second. Now, some of them do. Some of them do better jobs than others. But here's what would happen if there was no code, right? Let's imagine this world with no code, okay? And, man, what you do an upgrade on your house, and you put some electrical in, and you have a wiring mess, as you put it, Ron. And so when you go to sell your house, since the property inspectors and the buyers and everybody would be aware that there is no code, I mean, there would be third-party codes. There would be independent codes that you could elect to follow if you'd like. The inspector could come in and pop open a wall socket and say, no, this is not up to UL code, Underwriters Laboratories. This isn't up to their code. And then he'd hand it over to the buyer and say, you're buying a house that's not up to Underwriters Laboratories specs. We don't have to have a government code to have code. Thanks for the call, Ron. 800-259-9231. You should be able to follow the code or not follow the code. And when you're buying the house, you'll be alerted to that. If the property inspector's any good, you can take control of the airways and bring up whatever. 800-259-9231. Smoking ban coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent in their photos because they like the show and they want to prove it. In fact, they're validated photos. You can find out what that means by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And man,
we're talking about your freedom to make changes to your property. If it is really indeed your property and you really own it, and that's actually questionable because the way property taxes work, because if you don't pay your property taxes, you'll
they
quickly find out that you don't own your property. But if you really do own your property and you really do have control over it, then why shouldn't you be able to do your own work without having to ask permission? Well, we had Ron call in a moment ago from Indianapolis, and he pointed out about codes. He said, well, there's a code, and we need to have a uniform code so everybody follows this same code. Because what if you were to make changes on your house and the buyer was to come along and not know
and they
about
move
it?
In, and then the roof falls in on them.
Well, that's not good.
I've thought about this before, and I'll tell you what, that's the best argument for codes and government intervention in this sort of area that one can come up with. It really is a good, I think. But, you know, these same zoning people that I have to talk to, I have to talk to them about extracting trees from my property, too. Now, what's that got to do with anything? You know, at some point or another, they just say, we want money.
Yeah.
We want some money. You want to do something?
Let's
you want to cut your grass,
rules.
Son? You want to mow your lawn? You're going to have to give us $50.
Coming down to that.
You want to
almost there.
You want to paint your walls green on the inside of your house? Well, it's going to cost you $35.
Yep.
You want to change out your carpet?
Well, let's go back to the roof falling in issue, because you pointed out that you think that's a legitimate excuse for the government to get involved in this, and I disagree. I think that if the government disappeared, the code department, the building inspector department of the government just disappeared tomorrow, what you would see happen is insurance companies would step in to fill the role. Why can't we have competitive codes? Underwriters Laboratories, I mentioned them before. Go get your toaster. Flip it over, look on the underside. If you've ever seen the UL logo, and I'm sure you have, because it's all over all kinds of electronic devices, this stands for Underwriters Laboratories. It's a private organization that backs up companies. They give them their seal of approval to show that you've made this toaster up to code. It's not a government code. It's a private code that Underwriters Laboratories created. And that seal means that your toaster is not going to catch on fire because of a wiring fault. And so, therefore, Walmart and all these other companies say, you know what? We're going to sell your toaster because it has the Underwriters Laboratories seal on it. Why can't we have that for houses? Well, we can. The only reason why we don't is because the government is involved. In fact, we can have different competing codes. And I'd like to also point out that here's what code got me, Manwich, on my house. I discovered that part of my house wasn't up to code. I wanted to make a change to my house. I wanted to put a roof on it. If I got a flat roof, I wanted to put a pitched roof on it.
Right.
Well, I found out that part of my house doesn't have, it's not up to spec. There's no footer. That means there's no concrete portion beneath the house. Here in Florida, there needs to be a certain amount of, according to code, there needs to be a certain number of inches of a concrete footer underneath a certain section of house.
Mm-hmm.
Mine doesn't have it. Somebody made changes to this house without following the code, without getting the permits that they needed to get, and now, since that happened, I couldn't do the upgrade that I wanted to, because if I had gone through with the processing on the upgrade, the government would have found out that I wasn't up to code. It wasn't my fault. It was the prior owner. But if they found out that this particular section of the house wasn't up to code, they might ask me to tear it off. they might ask me to get rid of it entirely because it's violating the code. So by trying to upgrade my house, I discovered that if I tried to upgrade my house and went through the normal channels, I would have had to have probably torn down a piece of it.
So, in other words...
So the code got me.
Yeah, well... So, in other words, if you would have followed their rules, you could have had the whole thing torn down.
Yeah.
Or you could go under the table and find somebody who'll do the pitch roof.
No way you're going to be able to do that without having some bureaucrat come along and ask you where your permits are.
I see.
You can't do a big job like that without them finding out about it. Let's go to Zilgo in New Hampshire. Zilgo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, sir.
Yo, Manwich, I love the taste.
Thank you.
Let me just tell you my recent run-in.
So please do.
I was in the process of making a room for all my cactuses because I got a lot of cactuses, and I did all this construction, and I had a buddy of mine who's in the trade. He came by and he said, "Yeah, everything looks great." Well, I had the inspector come through, and he tells me, "You know, well, it looks really good, but I think it looks better with Mr. Hamilton." I go, "Excuse me?" He says, "With Mr. Hamilton." And I say,
"Oh my gosh.
I don't think I quite follow." So what he does is, you know, I still had all my tools in there. He grabs a sledgehammer, and he just starts tearing the place apart. He says, "It'd be better with Mr. Hamilton."
Holy crap.
It was ridiculous, you know.
He's talking about money. He wants you to give him money.
Yeah, he was looking for payoff.
A $10 bill?
A greasy palm. I don't know what's going on. And
oh my gosh!
He tore the place apart. The guy was crazy.
What happened after that?
I just said you need to chill out, and he just went nuts. He went into my kitchen, and he asked for Mr. Lincoln.
I don't think I believe you.
This happened. You can come over to my house, and you can see my house.
How long ago was this, Ilgo?
This was last week.
Wow. And when did he, at what point did he leave?
It was about 3 hours later after he had, he
3 hours? Come on, man.
He punched holes in every wall of your house and asked for every president.
My mother left me a porcelain doll collection that he just went to town on. this is the problem with having to have inspections go on.
I want photos, Zilgo. I want photos. I want them emailed to ftl@freetalklive.com. It was a great story up until we started asking questions. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. No, it was believable at the very first point.
Yes.
And then when we started asking more questions.
The part that confused me was the guy was asking for Mr. Hamilton.
How about Mr.
Alexander
Franklin?
Hamilton is on the front of a $10 bill. I mean, I'm like, holy crap, he's banging holes in the wall for $10 bill.
Let's go to Dale in Washington. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, how you doing, you guys?
Hey, Dale, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know of these permit processes and all that. Here in Washington, you know, I agree with the Uniform Building and Electrical Code. I think we need to have that. But
why can't it be done privately, Dale?
I just built a garage here like last year.
Okay.
But here's the part that pisses me off. I mean, 15 years ago, that permit would have cost me $30. Well, a year ago, or a year and a half ago, this permit cost me $600 for a garage.
Holy crap.
Well, see, that's the part that pisses me off. I mean, I don't care if you follow codes or whatever. That's good. That's all well and good. But don't suck these people in with, you know, it costs about $5,000 to $8,000 in permits to build a house right now.
Yeah. Out of control.
That's totally out of control. And these guys, they're not
worth it. It's just graft. They're pieces of paper.
It's just bribes and graft. That's all it is.
These guys are not worth their money. I built a house 20 years ago. I had an inspector come in the house. I had a stairwell. It went up and it turned. It was a real nice stairwell. I was 1/8 of an inch too tall on my risers. He made me tear it out.
Outrageous.
I mean, I had to rebuild the whole friggin' stairwell. I was so pissed off, I couldn't believe it.
This goes on all over the country, and I think code is fine as long as it's not government code. Let's have private code. Let's have competing code. Let's have the Underwriters Laboratory code. Let's have Home Depot's code. Let's have different codes that you can go up to spec on.
We need a uniform code, but we don't need a collectivist society like our country is turning into.
Tell me about it, Dale. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. He had to tear down his entire stairwell because some officious bureaucrat said, "I'm sorry, but this is 1/8 of an inch too tall. You're going to have to tear it out, buddy."
They don't want a man building stuff in his own home. They want to put money in the hands of their friends.
You're going to have to tear it out and buy another permit.
That's what government is, rewarding your friends, punishing your enemies.
More Free Talk Live on the way.
for months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number toll free 800-259-9231. Saturday edition of the show. We're here with you. It's Ian.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You grab the archives. They're right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we go back for 11 months. You get actually more than 11 months for free on the front page of freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. All right, so let's go back to this story from California. We actually started it very briefly in the last hour. Just to recap, Calabasas, California has just passed the Comprehensive Secondhand Smoke Control Ordinance. It's the widest reaching, most oppressive smoking ban in America right now. It includes indoor and outdoor businesses, hotels, parks, sidewalks, restaurants, and bars where people can be reasonably expected to congregate or meet, according to an announcement from the city. The mayor, a former prosecutor who co-wrote, a Proposition 65, a 1986 statute requiring businesses to post warnings if they expose people to potentially dangerous substances, came up with the idea of outlawing smoking in communal outdoor spaces. Smoking has been banned on most Southern California beaches over the past 2 years. Some cities outlaw smoking in or near playgrounds or parks. But this guy, this mayor, said he hoped the law would prompt operators of spaces such as malls and restaurants to establish segregated places to smoke. I mean, they're coming right out and saying, this is segregation. Again. Except this time it applies to cigarette smokers as opposed to black people. people will still be allowed to smoke in their homes, although there's even an exception to that. Well, if your apartment, backyard, or balcony is directly adjacent to a common area, such as a laundry room or the pool, you will not be allowed to smoke there.
Incredible. You know, the thing is I'm allowed to smoke in my home because I own it, right?
You're allowed to smoke in your home because they allow you to, apparently, in California.
I think that that's the idea behind it. I'm allowed to smoke my home because I own it.
That's how it should be.
And I would think that you should be allowed to smoke on your property if you own that. Now, many people own the property that their businesses are on, or they, at the very least, they rent it just like they rent their homes.
Right.
So shouldn't they be able to smoke in their own businesses? Shouldn't they be allowed to let other people smoke in their own businesses?
I would think they should.
I think that this is a huge property violation. You know what? If I run a restaurant and I want to walk around with a cigarette in my hand smoking in my restaurant and you don't like it, get out. Go away. Take your freaking laws and shove them where the sun doesn't shine.
Yeah.
Because that's my place.
That's what this issue is. It's a property rights issue. It has nothing to do with your poor little lungs. It's all about
socialism.
Yeah.
Taking away somebody's right to do something in their own property.
Smokers, according to the regulations, smokers who can't or won't kick the habit can still light up in public as long as they are, quote, at least 20 feet away from any path of travel, doorway, or place where people congregate.
It's nice to see that somewhere outside you can still smoke.
Right, so if you're in the middle of a field, as long as people aren't generally congregating there, you could smoke in the middle of a field. You could smoke on your property if it's big enough and you're not nearby other people congregating. So if you're on the edge of your property and there's five people congregating over by your neighbor's garage, you probably can't smoke there as long as you're... You have to be 20 feet away from them. This is just crazy. Imagining the enforcement on this one is just nutty. You're gonna get cops out there with tape measurers checking to see, you know, if you were within 20 feet of a group of people. I mean, how crazy is this? Who can support this? 1-800-259-9231. If you think a smoking ban outdoors or a smoking ban indoors is a good idea, there must be people listening that think this is a good idea because they're. I know we've got Sacramento on board, California. You guys are in the midst of this. I want to hear from you, 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Heather in Missouri. Heather, taking control of the airwaves, what's on your mind?
I actually called to address the building code issue, but what if several people have congregated to smoke?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know,
anyway.
At that point, you've really got a problem because they're making even more smoke, and somebody might have to smell it, and it might be offensive.
The uniform building code itself is actually a private thing. It was put together by... I believe, like, one of the architects associations or something. It's just that a lot of counties and states and whatever
have adopted it
as law.
So it's a private thing, but then the counties and states have put some guns behind it, and now they're enforcing it with guns.
Yeah, you know, if it moves, regulate it.
Right.
But if it doesn't move, regulate it. Anyway, building codes vary greatly. You know, some states have adopted statewide building codes. Other places, like here in Missouri... St. Louis County is nuts. You need a permit to fart.
Yes. Okay. It can sure be that way.
I have a friend who went to change the overpressure valve on his water heater, and this is a $5 part you buy at Home Depot. It's not an involved job.
Right?
Oh, my
God. St. Louis County had a heart attack about it because he hadn't gotten a permit and hired a union plumber for $500
find out?
They sent an inspector through when you sell your house. They found out when he went to sell his house.
The inspector noticed that that little piece was changed on the water heater?
And it didn't have a tag. I think it gets tagged when the water heater gets installed or something.
This is what it is.
I don't know. I'm not foolish enough to live in St. Louis County.
It's rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies. The union is powerful enough.
A lot of times building codes are exactly despotism on the parts of the local governments. I live in a county near St. Louis, but not in St. Louis County. And there are building codes, but there are a lot less. You get out into rural Missouri. I used to live in a county, 8,000 people in the whole county, but there weren't any building codes. I didn't have to go get a permit. I could build a new house without a permit.
Luscious, luscious freedom. How did you avoid not killing yourself in the middle of building the house,
I wonder.
People just have their own self-interest. I mean, you don't want to wire your house wrong because you don't want it to burn down. And if the government wasn't around, the insurance companies would do the exact same job. The insurance companies would come in and say, what is this wiring job? We're not going to insure your house.
Now, actually here, we put in, this house had 60-amp service when we bought it. My husband and I put in 220-amp electrical service. And this is major surgery. This is all new wiring and new breaker box. This is major stuff. We're not electricians. My husband's a geek.
Wrap it up in five seconds, Heather.
The inspector, actually, his only job was to inspect the connection before the electrical company turned it on just to make sure there wasn't going to be, you know, heat fire.
And he rang the cash register. Thanks for the call. More coming back. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Moments remain, though, so if you want to make your call, you better do it now. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Take advantage of all the free stuff we have on our website. We give it away to you. The bulletin board system, the archive, Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, live streaming, and more. They're all there. They're all free at freetalklive.com. And if you want to voluntarily support the show, we've created the Amplifier Program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's $3 a month. Totally voluntary. If you got $3 a month, you send it our way. We'll take that in and turn it right back around into advertising for the show. It'll help us get on more radio stations. Like, by the way, we're brand new on KLID and Poplar Bluff in Missouri tonight. Yes. The K-Lid. Yes, your dollars are helping spread freedom, spread liberty, the message of liberty and freedom, which you can't find on any other radio show on a consistent basis. So if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, the best thing you can do, besides telling your friends and calling your radio stations, is joining the Amplifier program, like hundreds of our listeners have already done, at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, our long-term goal? To cut back on commercial time. If we meet our goal, we will slice the commercial time by 25% of Free Talk Live. So get the details, amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about all the variety of different ways this hour And now government is telling you, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't smoke. You can't build. You can't, I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can't do unless you ask them for permission. What would you say, Manwich, if I was growing some 80 sunflower plants in my house and...
80 sunflower plants? Okay.
Sunflower plants. And
pants?
Yes. And a group of... And I answered my door to a loud knock one day at in the middle of the night, and a group of armed thugs came in and pushed me around and pointed weapons at me and my family and decided to confiscate my sunflower plants. And then they left me alone. What would you think about that? Would they be in the wrong?
I would think that they would, hopefully, they would be charged.
Well, in this case, they won't be. It's the DEA, and it's not sunflower plants, but marijuana plants. In Riverside County, the DEA, as well as sheriff's deputies, raided a small Palm Desert medical marijuana growing collective on Tuesday and sent homeowner Gary Silva to the hospital with a dislocated shoulder when they burst through his door in the early morning assault. The raid was only the latest DEA attack on medical marijuana patients and providers since the agency got a green light from the Supreme Court last June when it ruled that a federal law outlawing marijuana trumped any state laws making an exception for medical production.
You know, see, here's the problem here. I think that the Supreme Court justices forgot to read their constitutions.
Oh, yeah, that pesky, what was it, the 10th Amendment?
I think it was the 10th Amendment, the one that basically said that if something, if it wasn't specifically mentioned, go ahead.
The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it by it to the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or the people. So anything the federal government can't do, and it can't tell you what you can't grow, anything that federal government can't do, the states are in control of. And the state of California says that you should be free to grow marijuana. And in this case, they were growing marijuana within California law, as this man pointed out. He said the ASA says this sounds like pure harassment by the DEA and by a local sheriff that isn't happy to uphold state law. Silva, let's see, the man who was injured, who suffers from degenerative disc disease, agents also held his wife and daughter at gunpoint, he said. He likened the encounter to being assaulted by robbers. They did a home invasion.
Except
they get to get away with it. It's legal for the cops to invade your home and take stuff because, well, they have uniforms and badges and guns. That's all.
The cosmetology police have pink uniforms.
We're done for tonight. And you guys have a great weekend. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll see you Monday. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're